This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Tuesday, the 4th of June, today is a good day for you to clean your house. Amongst other things, if you haven't done spring cleaning, spring's almost over. So get the house done. How about that? We're not doing any house cleaning. Well, we probably could do some house cleaning here, actually. DJV time and temperature. What are we going to do? I was going to do this like a regular. It's what do they call it? Traffic and weather together on the DJV program. All right, we got lots of traffic, lots of ideas. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Yes, the world is full of things going on. Remember the story about that 24-year-old guy who threw the boy from the Mall of America balcony? He was sentenced to 19 years in prison for tossing this kid off the balcony. He said he intended to kill the boy when he threw him over the railing. The boy fell 40 feet, suffered extensive injuries, but didn't die. Man told police he'd been frustrated by women rejecting him at the mall, and he intended to kill an adult. The boy's family said in a statement that he was alert and conscious after 2 weeks of being in critical condition. This guy, 19 years, is that enough, ladies?
Nope. He should never see the light of day again.
Yep,
nope.
I agree.
He admitted
he's gonna do it again.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank God the little boy's going to be okay. That's just a miracle.
Well, let's just see the
40
the
feet.
Whole, but he had intention as
right.
well. Intention.
This wasn't like an accident. He wasn't crazy. He said, I wanted to kill somebody. Yeah. So he walked into a mall and picked a little boy, like a wimp, and tried to kill him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. The FDA has confirmed that there are PFASs, chemicals in our food supply. Initial findings of the agency's investigation into how what they call forever chemicals are detected in foods. These actually are about 5,000, if you can imagine that there are that many synthetic chemicals that are extremely persistent in the environment, and they get into your body and they stay there. They migrate into the air, into the dust, the food, the soil, the water, and then they accumulate in your body, linked to a lot of adverse health impacts, as you can imagine, liver damage, thyroid disease, decreased fertility rates, high cholesterol, obesity, hormone suppression, and cancer. In the body, these chemicals settle into the bloodstream. Also, they settle into your kidney and liver because those are the filtration systems in your body. They're found in non-stick products like pots and pans, stains, paints, cleaning products, food packaging, foam. The FDA tested a dairy farmer near a U.S. Air Force base where firefighting foam containing these PFASs have been used. According to the FDA, water samples tested 35 times greater than the current EPA safety levels. So, in this case, you normally can't sue the government. Can you sue the government for something like this?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. For years and years and years, as long as I can remember being able to boil water, I have been completely skeeved out by nonstick cookware, and mm-hmm. for good reason, because this is exactly how this gets cooked into our bodies, and all the food that you cook on a nonstick surface, any nonstick surface, you're cooking the chemicals right into your food. So it's not surprising that it's in our food supply, which
Teflon
now they say
would be an example of that.
That's
right?
exactly
Teflon
it. Yep. It. That's yeah. exactly it. Yep. So any type of nonstick, which if you think about it, I mean, growing up in the 80s, everybody had nonstick. That was the thing to do. And
yep.
so it's horrible. It's probably, we've got probably all of us here have these chemicals floating around in our bodies. It's just, and then the cow, the poor cow, it takes, what did they say, 30 days of eating the food supply and drinking the water that has it in it. It takes a year and a half for the cow to pass those chemicals through its system.
Yep. It has.
Can you imagine how long it would, I don't know how long it would take for the human body, but if we keep reintroducing it into our systems.
Yeah, if you keep using it, you never get rid of it.
Yeah.
Never. I've been like you. I've stayed away. Those hard iron pans, although I've been using, there's a copper pan that I bought. I wonder how those are now.
My mom is really into that copper cookware stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't know. I've read some stuff. It's not good for your liver either. The best thing to do is just either old school cast iron or stainless steel. And that's it. But people don't like to scrub stainless steel pots, my mother. And so I keep telling her, you'll live longer. Just scrub a little extra. You'll be fine.
Well, the stuff doesn't come off yet. I'm trying to remember.
It sticks a little bit. Yeah.
Mostly I've had cast iron.
Which is fine. That's good, too. Yeah.
Good exercise, too, because the pots are heavy.
That's true.
All right, Jennifer, what do you have to contribute as we get started in this half hour of the DJV program?
Well, it was the first state dinner for President Trump and his family, his delegation, and the royals. It was kind of interesting to watch, and I don't know, as much as I want to not like watching the royals, I'm just so fascinated by all the pomp and circumstance and the tiaras, because they all wear the crowns, and they're really beautiful. So watching yesterday as the president and his family had a state dinner with the royals, I thought was kind of fun. They sat side by side and seemed to have a lot of respect for each other. The queen stood up and made a toast to President Trump and to their relationship with us. And then Trump stood up and made a really nice, respectful toast, I thought, to the queen. Talked about how she was such a part of D-Day when her father, she was a young woman, she was out there helping fight for the cause. And that's what they're all there for, by the way, is the commemoration of the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Now, this morning, probably while all of us were sleeping still, President Trump hosted a breakfast meeting with senior leaders in England and Prime Minister Theresa May, who's on her way out, where he told the Prime Minister, "It's been an honor to work with you. I don't know what your timetable is, but stick around. Let's do this deal," meaning a trade deal. So he's trying to pressure Theresa May into staying a little longer.
I'll give you a job. Come on and over to America, and I'll give
right.
you a job.
By yesterday,
the way, did he invite the mayor of London? Was he there?
Oh, no. Sadiq Khan, no. They don't kill long at all. Sadiq Khan wrote a scathing op-ed, you missed it, about basically calling Trump a bigot and a racist. And then Trump responded by calling him a stone-cold loser and saying that he was just like an ineffective Bill de Blasio, except shorter. And so, yeah, a little back and forth. But the state dinner was very nice. There was nothing out of place, or at least nothing that's been reported. Everybody seemed to be great. Kate Middleton looked fantastic. I thought Melania looked really nice. Very, very pretty. And then, this trade deal that he's trying to work for again, bringing in everybody one-on-one, these trade deals that he's trying to create with all of the countries, he said a big trade deal is possible once the United Kingdom gets rid of the shackles of the European Union. And he said he's already starting to talk with some of these advisors. He met with a lot of people from the Conservative Party, which is Theresa May's party there. And again, the pressure, he's put a little pressure on Theresa May to stay longer so that they can work on trade. But I'm not sure that's going to happen, because she's expected to be done after June 8th, which is a few days away.
Great. Yeah, right. All right, so what do we think? There's not much. It is what it is under the circumstances. Brits are who they are, and we are who we are, and we all know what various countries seem to think. The civility is good, though. That's always a good thing. Inside the world of government and leadership, it's good to have civility. It would be nice if we had a little bit here, one or the other. It doesn't make any difference.
The one thing I thought was kind of cool about the
Get
thing
along.
I thought, yeah, and the thing that was really cool about Trump's toast is that he actually did a little bit of history about the Queen that I guess I knew, but you don't really think about all that much. And so he pointed out that she started meeting presidents with Harry Truman when she was a princess.
She's 109, so, you know,
yeah.
She's a lot of time there.
Yeah, she is 90. What is she, 93, 94, something like that?
93 or something, yeah.
And then she looks pretty good for her age. My gosh.
Yes.
She gets around in her white gown. gown was very pretty. Her crown, that looks kind of heavy.
She's still well-spoken.
You know.
She didn't look like she was having trouble with the words at all. So it was kind of interesting when you think about it. Harry Truman, she's been a huge part of world history, and I don't know if we think about that very much here.
No, I don't think we do, frankly. So that's good. Very nice. Good for her. Speaking about talks, the Mexicans and the Americans are trying to figure out their tariff problem. Let's see if we can get something worked out here, said the president last week. Otherwise, you get 5% added to everything that comes into our country starting next week. The taxes at 5% is where they start, go up to 25% eventually if you don't work out something. President said the tariffs would only be lifted if Mexico keeps people from crossing the border. So that's what Mexican officials are in Washington to work on. Delegation yesterday led by the economy secretary was in Washington to discuss with their counterpart, Secretary Wilbur Ross. And then tomorrow, Secretary of Foreign Affairs meeting with Secretary of State Pompeo. The president in Mexico said that he believed the two countries would come to an agreement. Okay. So in the meantime, there's a lot of stress. And maybe there are a lot of people who feel like this is a good thing. No matter what side they're on, we've been went out. This has always bothered me, or it's been a wonder of mine, why it is that supposedly the strongest country on the planet is so wimpy when it comes to things like this, especially with people like the Chinese. Or, I mean, we don't do that much trade with Russia, frankly, other than vodka. I don't know if we get out of the Russians. Not too much.
They don't have much.
They don't have much.
We built around. Trump started the pipeline. The only thing that they were really exporting was some oil and energy to Europe. But the reason,
yeah, they're doing that.
But Trump already helped the European Union build that pipeline to try to get around to paying Russia for all these services. So
yeah.
I don't know what else they have. People don't realize their economy is the size of Italy and their landmass is so huge.
Yeah, right. Well, it's because Putin is only interested in himself and his pals. Doesn't give a damn. And that's why you wonder how there isn't some kind of revolution, because they do have sophisticated, they do have fairly sophisticated news media there. So you wonder, okay, how come this is still going on? And he spends all the money.
Fear
and
does
time
an awful
time.
Lot. So does the news media that's complacent, too, yeah. that will not challenge.
Speaking of fear, if you're afraid of having rotten teeth, if you don't keep your teeth clean, and I don't mean just brushing them, I'm talking about the stains that are on your teeth. Those stains contain little germs, bacteria, that sort of thing, and they get up into your gum, and they can ruin your whole structure, your gum, teeth, everything. So it's to your benefit. You enhance the value of your own health by having white teeth, whiter teeth, clinically proven in a number of different ways to make you more attractive. It's easier to get a job. It's easier to have somebody love you. I mean, that sounds simplistic, but it really is. Best way to get your loved ones to notice you is by whitening your teeth. And using power swabs is much cheaper than visiting the dentist, because a lot of dentists charge between $500 and $1,000 to whiten your teeth professionally. Power swabs is a pittance compared to that, and you can do it yourself. Pretty easy to do. All you have to do is snap the tube that it comes in, and voila, you put it on with a little Q-tip, and in 5 minutes you'll see the stains begin to go away, and your teeth will be 2 shades whiter. Just keep doing that over the course of five or six months. You'll get your teeth back to what they looked like when you were a babe. You'll be amazed by the results. So let's see if we can crack that smile and have you happy about it. Power swabs, super fast, super easy, and approved by dentists and hygienists. No brainer. Call 800-208-1797 for power swabs. The special deal using the DJV code is that you get them for half the retail price. Pretty good. That's an incentive in itself. Call now. Power swabs at 800-208-1797. Obviously, it works, or they wouldn't keep having us tell you the story. 800-208-1797. Power swabs. White teeth. Good deal.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring is prime home buying season, so if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock a low rate, which can save you money every month on your new mortgage. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Toby Keith here. He started with some music news in this hour of the DJV program, 24 after the hour. Jennifer will like this. Victoria, Kara.
Yeah, I love Toby Keith. Big fan.
So the CMT Music Awards, a couple of days away, program just announced that Toby Keith and Cole Swindell are going to join the lineup for performers. Toby Keith is performing his new single, That's Country, Bro.
Cole That's Swindell. A big deal because he's not an awards guy at all. He hardly ever goes to the awards shows. He's a lot like George Strait where they stay away from it. Yep.
Just because? Or he doesn't like all the pomp?
Yeah, not his scene, I guess. Yeah.
So Swindell's going to join Toby on one of his biggest hits as well. The other performers on the dance will be Carrie Underwood, Dan and Shay, Kane Brown, Kelsey Ballerini, Luke Bryan, Maren Morris, Thomas Rhett. Additionally, the CMT folks announced this year's equally star-studded presenters, Hunter Hayes, Jesse James, Decker, Jersey Shore's J-Wow.
That's hilarious. That's very funny. Yeah.
Who's J-Wow?
She's the Situation's friend on Jersey Shore.
Right.
She's one of the cast members.
Because he's in jail, so I'm going to do this. Kate
the only
Bosworth.
Thing stranger than her being there would be the Situation being there.
Yeah.
But Kiefer Sutherland is going to be a presenter. That's an interesting reality with his new music out. Michelle Monaghan, Modern Family, Sarah Hyland, Trisha Yearwood there. Fans can vote for the awards via vote.cmt.com till 11:59 today, Eastern Time, p.m. tonight, for all the categories. The Music Awards hosted by Little Big Town are being broadcast live from Nashville on the 5th at 8 p.m. So that would be tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, for the big shindig. Who's going to watch this? Jennifer, you're going to watch it? You'll probably
I'll DVR it and watch it sometime next
year. So I'll spoil it for you.
Wow, did you see Toby Keith?
Tell you who the winners are.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Next up, another country gig. Montgomery Gentry reveals many simple pleasures in the title track from a new EP under the duo's name called Outskirts. Montgomery Gentry, and the Outskirts EP follows up the album last year, Here's to You, featuring songs recorded before Troy Gentry's death in 2017. Montgomery Gentry released the album Here's to You in early 2018, months after he died in a helicopter crash Gentry did in New Jersey. They had already been working on the project, but Montgomery wasn't sure if he wanted to keep going after he lost his pal. Eventually, he found that hearing his partner's voice was like therapy for him. He said, quote, every time I listen to it or hear one of the songs, takes me back to times that we had, you know, like back before we started growing up. This thing, Outskirts, the EP, will be released on the 14th, which is toward the end of next week, right? Yeah, next Friday. Next week, Montgomery also has a performance scheduled during CMA Fest. So, what's CMA and CMT? What's the difference between the two of them? Can we have a clarification?
Country Music Association is the CMA Awards, and then the Country Music Television, CMT, is that. So it'll be on all the Viacom networks, MTV, CMT, VH1.
Is that overdone? Is you got enough?
It's what Viacom does. When the MTV Awards happen, they put them on all their channels, all their sister networks.
No, but I mean this different, the CMT Awards, CMA Awards.
Then you also have the ACMs, which are the Academy of Country Music Awards. So, you know, it's a night of patting each other on the back. It's all right.
Very nice. Okay, I'm patting you on the back, Jennifer. Good job. Victoria, you're getting patted on the back. Good job. Kara's in charge, control room in Washington. Good job. It's the DJV program at 28 after the hour. I'm all about that red
dirt, hot girl in a t-shirt. Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Product CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Queen Elizabeth honors President Trump and the First Lady with a formal state banquet at Buckingham Palace last night. President Trump says in his remarks,
"We affirm the common values that will unite us long into the future. Freedom, sovereignty, self-determination, the rule of law, and reverence for the rights given to us by Almighty God."
Today, Trump and outgoing British Prime Minister Theresa May are to meet in London. The two leaders also expected to then hold a joint news conference. A massive disaster aid bill now heading to President Trump's desk. After a week of delays, the roughly $19 billion measure covering states impacted by hurricanes, floods, and wildfires. The House giving final passage yesterday, and this is USA Radio News.
Andro 400 Max. Man, that's a game changer. You know, I don't eat as much as I used to, and I don't miss it, and I don't feel deprived. I've lost 37 pounds, and the spare tire around my waist is gone. I mean, it's gone. Plus, I've got a lot more energy. You know, I couldn't be happier.
Now, listen to what Bill said about Andro 400.
I have tried all kind of different things to lose weight for years, and this thing is crazy. I've lost 20-something.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day, thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
At the hour here on the DJV program. June 4th is today. It's Tuesday. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen with a presentation of these fabulous ladies, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. Ladies, do you know what it means to be clairvoyant, claircognizant, clairaudient, clairempathetic, clairsentient, clairantagonist?
Clairvoyant, you lost me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Clairvoyance is clear seeing. Claircognizance is clear thinking. Clairaudience is clear hearing. Clairempathy is clear feeling, clear emotions, if you will. Clairsentience is clear physical feelings. Clairantagy is clear touching. Clairsalience is clear smelling. Clairgustance is clear tasting. And so it is. Those are all scientific terms, and they're all used to figure out what's going on with people. But you're right. Most people know what clairvoyance is. Some people would know what clairaudience is, but most people don't know what the others are. So I just thought it would be interesting to spend a second talking about the ways people are in touch with themselves, whether you know you are in touch with yourself or not. And so the four or five tastes, the five senses, you know, the things that we know. We have hearing, we have smelling, we have seeing, we have tasting, we have touching. But then there's that sixth sense that some people acknowledge, some people think, wow, how about that? And then there are the various ancillary things. Like today, there's a new moon in Gemini. And that is sort of, Gemini is a two-sided person, if your sign is Gemini, or if you have Gemini in your chart, the sign that creates the mental flow necessary to share yourselves and your stories. But it's like Jekyll and Hyde. Gemini, you got Gemini in you, there are two sides to you, like a butterfly has two sides. It's very interesting that this moon, and we're into the month of Geminis. June is Gemini till the 21st. Anybody know anybody who's born in June?
Yeah.
Have friends? Yeah?
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
I do well with Geminis, actually, because I'm an Aquarius, so your signs.
Right. Yeah, exactly. What did you start to say, Karen?
I was going to say, I'm just curious what's going on in Doug's life, that this is what we're starting with.
Yeah, right. I'm kind of wondering the same thing.
There's always something going on in the background.
I think, I think...
Who's the Gemini in your life?
I don't have a Gemini in my life, but I...
Did you used to?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you used to. Have you spoken to that Gemini?
Not for a year and a half.
Okay. And not after you talk about how awful Geminis are.
Well, it's not awful. It's just dealing
just
with
two-faced.
I don't know if two-faced is even the right word for it. But the Jekyll and Hyde thing. And it's a part of a lot of people. Why are you laughing? You
think I'm just laughing at Jekyll and Hyde. That's all.
Yeah, that's kind of that's the best way of putting it.
Apologies to all Geminis listening.
Well,
I actually like Geminis.
I don't really even know any Geminis, to be honest. I don't know. I'm running through my brain here. I don't know a single Gemini. I guess they're not in my realm. And they're not in my world.
Well, it may be that you're not attracted to them for whatever
Probably.
Reason.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what goes on.
I think I understand it because instead of looking at it at like a Gemini as someone who's got like two personalities or two faces, I don't know. I always feel like everybody at our core, we have more than two personalities. We all have, I don't know.
We're
I don't
made
feel
up
like,
of all the influences in our lives. Yes.
I think it's unfair to say that just people born in June are the ones that have two personalities. I feel like I do a lot of times. I mean, I shift gears. I think that's why I get so tired all the time because I have to shift gears through my day because I have different jobs that require different things. And it's exhausting sometimes, but you have different kind of personalities or different skills that you kind of put at the forefront when you are doing certain things that are expected of you. I don't know. I don't hate them for having levels.
There's no hate involved here. I think one of the great things that comes from circumstance, understanding what people are about, and maybe Gemini's a good example, is that you always should say what you mean and mean what you say.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
If you don't, then you get yourself into trouble one way or another. We all have lessons to learn. One of my favorite people that participates with me in the Your Hidden Power program. If you're ever interested in metaphysical conversation, go to yourhiddenpowershow.com. It's an hour a week in a podcast. It's actually only about 34 minutes that delves into a lot of strange things that we don't really have ourselves wrapped around. We don't really understand. And that's the name, Your Hidden Power Show. But the thing about understanding what everybody is about, understanding, I like astrology because it helps me understand how to live better, love better, feel better, understand other people as they are in your life. And one of the most important things, one of the hardest lessons to learn is to be able to say what you mean and mean what you say without worrying about whether somebody trusts you, believes you. If you are from the heart and soul, then you have only yourself to be comfortable. You don't have to make other people comfortable. Make yourself comfortable. Find your way that way. There's a lot of guidance around these days. And people work themselves into corners, sometimes with conversation, sometimes with emotion. And, you need to get yourself out of those corners. Out of the corners. Out, damn spot, as it were. So, not a negative about Gemini. It's just, it is.
You're the only person I know that starts quoting Shakespeare after they've done a whole thing on astrology.
Well, I'm the only person you know who does lots of stuff, Jennifer. So there we go. All right, Victoria, you're going to bring us around from all of this into something from the here and now.
Yeah, a big important story right now is Quest Diagnostics. And, of course, if you've ever had any blood work done or lab tests done, most likely it was done through Quest Diagnostics. And they say that the personal information of 11.9 million customers has been compromised. And the reason for this, they say, an unauthorized user gained access to a system that's used by the American Medical Collection Agency. And they say that that may have exposed information including social security numbers, medical records, not test results, they say. I don't know why that would matter, but I don't know why that would make anyone feel better. But your social security number has been compromised and medical information. So they say that they first notified, that the AMCA first notified Quest on May 14th of potential unauthorized activity on its payment page. And then 2 weeks later, Quest confirmed that there had been a breach. And so they're trying to figure out how many locations. They have 2,200 locations across the country. They're trying to figure out if this affected every location across the country or if this is at certain spots. But once again, this is, you know, it's so hard when innocent people have their information compromised. There's really very little you can do. The best thing to do, if someone has your social security number, I tell everybody all the time, all my family members, I've done it for them, freeze your credit reports so that you are the only one who can actually open up a new account using your social security number. That's the number one thing to do, and that's the best way to protect yourself. Unfortunately, there really isn't much else you can do. These social security numbers get sold on the dark web, and it's, you know, once that happens, anybody can go out and get a car with your social security number. They can do anything. It affects your credit score. They can get a mortgage. It's kind of amazing the things that can be done just by having your
social security number. These companies have way too much power, though, too. These companies, they have way too much power.
Well, I always thought Quest Diagnostics must have just been, it's such a monopoly.
Yeah, it because is.
Because there
That's
are very
saying.
Few other, right? I don't even know. Every time now, maybe this is just a New York thing.
Yeah, yeah, no, I don't know. Around here. It's in
everywhere.
It's here, too. Yeah. And mostly it's when you have, like, voluntary blood work done by, not voluntary, but, like, if you go to the doctor and they want to do blood panels on something. I think typically, don't hospitals have their own private labs, like, for emergency situations in the hospital?
Yeah,
but I think
do.
Everything else is run through Quest.
Yeah. So is this something that they've fixed, or is it still an issue? Because I just gave blood last week, so.
Me too. Well, if you gave blood.
No. I got my blood tested at the doctor, so.
Oh, yeah, that probably went through Quest then.
Yeah, fun. Cool.
We're all screwed, Karen. It's fine. We're all in the same boat.
This is an example of what happens when we allow a company to buy up every one of their competitors. That's what Quest has done, like the other big conglomerates, no matter what the business. One company keeps buying up all of the various small or regional companies until there's just one. That's the danger of allowing that you're really in jeopardy, very much so. Under this system. Today is National Hug Your Cat Day. No. The ancient Egyptians worshipped the cats. They were seen as symbols of grace and poise.
They are.
Traits cats still
seem. Stop being weird.
Jennifer's got her cat sitting in her lap right now. A lot of cat hugging going on all the time. But me, I'd rather hug my dog even though she was shot by a skunk last week. I'd still rather hug her. And his cats are just, they don't care. That's
yes,
the
they
thing.
Do.
Dogs don't give a damn.
Someone who says that comes from a place who, you know, you've obviously never cuddled with a cat before. If you had, then you wouldn't be saying that.
I don't know about that. I've had a lot. I actually have had some cats that I really like. I remember when I was a kid, we had a cat, the sweetest little thing. And they're okay. It's just perhaps that they're.
I just like more of an interactive pet. That's why I'm a dog
independent.
Person.
Right.
Ooh, not
well,
me.
Interactive.
Yeah,
cats don't like.
Cats are much more independent than dogs are. Right?
Yeah.
I can go out of town for like a night and not have to worry about it. It's great. Can of cat food, some water, have some fun, baby. I'll see you when I get back.
Make sure the litter is out and you're all set.
Always, it's ready to
in
go.
In sports, when high-profile players retire, a lot of people assume they're going to come back. People like Tony Romo, people think he's going to play again. So the focus then goes to Rob Gronkowski, who seems to be in the spotlight, at least here in New England. He retired, and so people thought, okay, he's going to come back and play, but he's not talking about that. There was an article about him in the Boston Herald yesterday, and he talked about what he was doing next. There was a local thing called Buzz Off for Kids with Cancer that he is an important part of. Kids love him for whatever the reason. They come to see him, and he's really a good ambassador for things like this. Very personable guy. He just turned 30, and he doesn't seem to have... I thought at first that...
He was getting injured a lot, though. That was the problem with him, is he was almost every other season having pretty big injuries. That was the problem with Gronk.
Well, so if he's going to have a wrestling career, he's going to get injured in that as well.
Right? Yeah, but it's a little more controlled, I think, as opposed to football. So I think that was the idea.
Why do you like him? What is there about him that you find appealing?
Because he's ridiculous and he's fun. He just seems like he's a fun guy. He seems like if you were going to go to a party, you'd want to sit next to Gronk.
Yeah.
I can't say he's winning awards for, like, intelligence. But, I mean, he's a great athlete and he's a great player and he has great instincts. If you ever watch football, which I'm sure you do, Dougie, because he plays, he played for the Patriots.
Oh, yeah, I watch
him
all the time.
So I know you watched him all the time. So as an athlete, I respect him. I think he had a great relationship with Tom Brady and they were able to do a lot of cool things. But just from the sidelines, he just seems like he's fun. He's just funny. He's a dope. He's just funny.
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't Anybody give else? You...
Totally agree. I think he's very watchable.
He doesn't look like you. Yeah, he doesn't take himself too seriously. He knows he's not the brightest bunny, and he plays it up.
He was on Shark Week last year, and he was just so much fun to watch. And in the water, and just the comments he makes. He's a very funny. We all watch reality. Well, Deb doesn't, but we all watch reality TV, and he's just as compelling as anybody that we see on reality TV. So I would not be surprised if he doesn't have a whole new career somehow in the spotlight.
I wouldn't think he'd give up. Right? Yeah, he's out there and do whatever he does over and over again. Speaking of that, in the television department this morning, the fellow on Jeopardy, as we speculated yesterday, because there was a spoiler out. Has lost on Jeopardy. So how much did he win? What was the total amount? Anybody know?
2.4 plus, I think.
Yeah, he only won $23,000 last night, which is, a lot of money for anybody else, but for him seems like nothing. So, yeah, I think it's somewhere in the $2.4 million.
All right. Well, all good things have to come to an end. And that's the end of that for him. But it was a good story while it lasted.
It was cute, after he lost. And I think he knew he was going to lose because he didn't wager very much. And the woman who won wagered like $20,000 for the last answer. Right.
He jumped ship.
Yeah, I kind of wonder if he did that too. But he went over and he gave her a high five and seemed excited that somebody had finally beat him. So maybe that supports your point. But yeah, it was cute.
Good. Hi, Jen, what's up tonight?
All right, tonight, actually some good stuff tonight. On NBC, they've got a brand new episode of America's Got Talent. The auditions continue at 8 o'clock, followed by that new show that seems to get a lot of attention called Songland. I haven't seen it yet, but I hear it's great.
Great.
I might sneeze, so you can talk about it for a minute. Live radio and allergy season.
I'll ask one question. Do you know who the guest judge is this week, or the guest artist? Is it Meghan Trainor?
It was
John Legend. He was the first one.
I think it's Meghan Trainor or the Jonas Brothers tonight, one or the other. So that's on NBC tonight. And then you've got the season finale of MasterChef Junior on Fox at 8.
Whoopee! 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Oh, these pains, my neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Now it's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is here. Thank heavens for that, because if it weren't for Victoria, I would take this information and go sideways or upside down with it. But she straightens me right out when it comes to things. Although I was never an iTuner, I am a rarity. Lots of people, most everybody I know, and probably you as well, Victoria, have had an iTunes account, right?
Over sure, the absolutely. Yep. So
kiss that.
I mean, technically, I still have it. But, yeah, so the big story is Apple has announced that iTunes is no more. And so during its annual developers conference, they announced that it's breaking up iTunes into 3 separate apps. So there will be an app for podcasts, one for TV, which will have the Apple TV stuff in there, and then one for music. The update will automatically happen if you are a Mac user. The Mac OS, the operating system 10.15, when you do that update, it will automatically take away iTunes, and then you will see a whole new interface. Apple Podcasts has been on iPhones and iPads for a long time now, but they never made it over to desktop machines. And I think that it's now you can actually listen to podcasts on your desktop. So if you're at work and you like, you know, zoning out a bit or whatever, you can now listen to podcasts that way. Tech experts have been saying that for a long time that iTunes is just a relic. It didn't have the support that it really deserved. It was very outdated. It was very clunky. It's not that easy to navigate around on it. So Apple Music, which is their streaming service, they are only focused on music, and they are now going to offer personalized recommendations. And then the podcast app is dedicated, obviously, to just podcasts. But along with the podcast app, Apple says that it's introducing new machine learning features that will index shows that so you can find the content that you want more easily. The TV app will include Apple's exclusive content for Apple TV along with Showtime and HBO. Now, that may sound a little weird, but there are a lot of partnerships that Apple has been trying to kind of suck up so other people can't get to them, because that's how Apple works, basically. They kind of want to own as much as they can. And so the new Apple TV Plus service will also be in it will live in the TV app, and people who still use iTunes to sync their desktop or laptop to their phone will no longer be able to do that. You also don't really need to do it, so you can see an app pop up if you need to in the Finder section of your Mac, but beyond that, you really don't need to sync anything anymore, which is great, because you used to have to constantly. I always felt iTunes was very cumbersome and not well designed at all, so I don't really think anyone's going to miss it.
Really? Bye-bye, iTunes. See you later, alligator. The search for extraterrestrial intelligence known as SETI, it's a project that turns 20 years old this month, and what are they finding?
The Geek Out.
Happy birthday, search for extraterrestrial intelligence. Launched in May 1999, SETI is now 20 and has been the wildly successful program for using the public's personal computers to do number crunching of data collected by radio telescopes looking to find proof of alien existence. Now, when it started, computers were slow and internet connections were even slower, but when SETI at Home launched, they thought they'd get 10,000 participants, but got 500,000 instead. SETI has still yet to deliver on the one thing, finding alien life, but it has led to similar projects for crowdsourcing data for cancer research and other good scientific ventures. We've posted a great article about SETI's 20th birthday at the Geek Out.
Right now at Banana Republic Factory, save big with 50 to 70% off the entire store. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses and polos starting at $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch, back on the farm, back on the radio, Apple has a new Find My app. Is that like a Waze or Navigator? What is this?
No. This is to track your own devices. So right now, everybody uses Find My iPhone and some people use Find My Friends, and that lets you know when your friends are nearby and things like that. Well, Apple has announced that they are combining those two features into one new app that's just called Find My. And so the idea is that everybody will be able to track everything in just one spot. It will be available on iOS, which is for iPhone, and Mac OS, which is the Mac desktop versions. The best new feature is that the tracking works even when a device isn't connected to Wi-Fi or a network. The way it works is Macs will send a secure Bluetooth signal occasionally to all of your devices, iPad, iPhones, whatever, even tracking your kids. And so that will then create a mesh network of the other Apple devices so that you can track everything, and then a map will populate where the device is located, which is very cool.
Uh-huh. All right, so coolness is us. That's what. Yes, that is what I just said. This is DJV.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.